So, we discussed yesterday the Inyan of Ratzon. We finished the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was a parasha. It was a parasha of Ratzon in running Ratzon. That causes Ashkoyach. That causes Achtos. It's Ratzoneinu Lasas Ratzonecha. It's the Gemara in Brochus. That Ratzoneinu Lasas Ratzonecha. Every Jew's Ratzon is to do Ratzon Hashem. That calls Achtos. Like we find by the Malachim, Kulam Ahovim, because Kulam Oisim Be'im of Yir Ratzon Kulim. This is all discussed Lagabi the Mishkan. Beis HaMikdash. We know that the Beis HaMikdash is very, very related to Shabbos. All the Lama Tes Melachos are learned from Shabbos. In other words, if Beis HaMikdash is the Mokum of Ratzon, and Shabbos has a unique from the Mishkan, right? All the Lama Tes Melachos are learned from the Mishkan, which means Shabbos is Yonik from the Mishkan. And the Meila, Shabbos is Yonik from the Mishkan, obviously Shabbos is also a complete Ratzon. If Shabbos is complete Ratzon, we understand a lot of things now about Shabbos as well. Where do we put in a special tefillah for Shabbos? In other words, we know that Shabbos, what is the tefillah that we put in by benching for Shabbos? Ritzei. What do we say in Ritzei? Ritzei v'achitzeinu. Or b'ritzoincha niach lanu, Hashem elekeinu. We also say another tefillah. Yismachu ma'achuscha, shomer Shabbos v'koyrani, u'bashvira, tzitzaboy v'kidashtoy. We say on Shabbos in Musaf, tikam to Shabbos ra, tzitzaka v'nesel. We also say, lekeinu v'lekeviseinu ra, save him no chaseinu. Shabbos is Shabbos, because Shabbos is the unique from the Mishkan, because Shabbos is the unique from the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, therefore, Shabbos is this man where our Ratzon is, again, our Ratzon is Mischaber together with the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, that's why Shabbos and the Mishkan is all one Inyan of Ratzon Hashem. Again, the Oymik of this we'll discuss if we have time today, Ratzon Hashem. First of all, we have to finish this piece. So maybe therefore if Adam Rishon wouldn't have sinned on that Friday, Adam Rishon would have entered Shabbos and reached the Madrega where his Ratzon would have always remained the Ratzon Hashem, and he would have never ever ever in his life or in no future life would there ever be Chas V'Shalom a Ratzon that would seem to be a Ratzon and it's against Ratzon Hashem. Really no Jew has a Ratzon that's against Ratzon Hashem, Chas V'Shalom. Every Jew's Ratzon is to do Ratzon Hashem. But if he wouldn't have sinned, we would have never been able to fool ourselves that we have a Ratzon that's not Ratzon Hashem.
I don't want to do
it. That's right, he's fooling himself. He's lying, because he does want to. Horaya, the person given two pech, and suddenly he wants to. He says Ratzon.
He doesn't actually emotionally.
Of course he emotionally wants. That's the Rambam, the Perek Beis Hilchos Gerush. He doesn't want to give a get to his wife, there's a get Moshe. He says halach, you can't go inside. You can't fool around halach. If a man doesn't want to give a get to his wife, a get has to be given by Ratzon. So we give him Malkus until he says Reitzani. So the Rambam himself asks. So the Rambam asks that question. And the very basic was Gershon. The Rambam says, how can you force somebody to say Reitzani? The get wasn't given by Reitzani. So the Rambam was given by Reitzani, because every Jew wants to do Reitzani. Who? Who did? Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Really?
You raised that when basically it's the person. So what the goal is to have the inside and the outside of saying the
Rosani,
so what happens? So
you
feed him, the outside says
Rosani,
and we all know every deep down, every person does want to, so
familiar. Both, the Chibur. Excellent, wow. Oh. So every Jew wants to Rosan Hashem. And a person is a Meshugana responsible for his actions?
What?
Is a Shaita responsible for his actions? Do you punish a Shaita? No, he's potter from all the mitzvahs. Why? Because he doesn't want to do the affairs, he doesn't want to do these things, he doesn't want to.
Yeah,
he's a shaita, exactly. See, he says, Mameda, that he doesn't want to do what he's doing. See, Chazal, every person who does an affair, is a shaita. He's fallen into a shaita. In Mameda, therefore, every single Jew that does an affair is a shaita. So, anyways, that's the klal. The klal is a ratzoneinu las ratzoneinu. In Mameda, therefore, that we can understand. That why Adam Rishon was created Friday afternoon, because for Adam Rishon we would have entered Shabbos, and then it would have been his gala that his Ratzon would have been Ratzon Hashem. What was Adam Rishon like before he did the Ched? Is that we've quoted a few times already the Sefarna that on the Pasuk by Yu Shneim Arumim, the Adam and Rishon and Chava were both naked before the Ched, and the Sefarna explains why. Let me read you out the Lashon HaSefarna. Oz, meaning before the Ched. Or you call fully same, b'chol evareim, lasis ritzayin koinam levat. Every pa'ul and every evar was kol kulay only to do ratzon Hashem. Meir, there didn't have to be, there was no tzniyas problems. Everything was, every evar was memeila to do ratzon Hashem. That was the darga that other Mishnah were before the Ches. In other words, if the other Mishnah wouldn't have sinned, is their ratzon would have entered Shabbos. And their ratzon entering Shabbos means that their ratzon is mischaber completely to the ratzon Hashem. And made the same thing. Then once you enter Shabbos with Ritzoneinu and Asas Ritzoinecho, the two Ritzoinus meet. When the two Ritzoinus meet, if they never, ever, ever would have parted again, and that would have been the tikkun.
And it would have only been Shabbos.
It would have been Shabbos. Oh, Racham and Yechlein, Yom Shekhul Shabbos, Bavadai. That's what's going to be like in Yitzhak Shem. It's going to be every day, it's going to be Bechino Shabbos. That's why, for example, just to show you, talking about Adam and Rish, I'll just give you.
Would it have also just been them, or would they have also had kids?
No, well, not that, they would have had kids, but everybody would have been on that mandragora. Everybody would have been made to be on that mandragora.
There would be no reason to do
anything else. Nothing. No, Nachash wouldn't exist. Kilu, the Chelek Hara wouldn't exist. So, That was Adam Rishon's da'at, that was his da'at lefnei achet. And he would have entered Shabbos with that da'at, that would have been the chibur, and that would have been, in other words, the seal to the chibur of our Ratzon with the Ratzon Hashem, and that's the way it will always remain. With that, we can understand something very longish. What? You open the Sefer Vayikra, as you see the pasuk begins, the second pasuk Vayikra says, Adam ki yakriv mikem korban Hashem. It's the pasuk right at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, the second pasuk in Vayikra. Says Rashi, why does it say Odom ki yakriv mikem? Why does it say Odom ki yakriv mikem? Why Odom? You know what Rashi says? Loma ne'ema, why does it say Odom ki yakriv? Says Rashi, ma Odom arishon lahikriv in agezel. Just like Odom arishon didn't bring up a korban, didn't steal a korban. Why? How do you know Odom arishon didn't steal a korban? Because there's nobody to steal it from, because everything belonged to him. Shakol ha'yashalai. Afatem leitakrivu min agezel. Who are then? You should also shouldn't bring a korban from agezel. So basically, all the pasuk is saying, don't bring from Gezer. So what's your question? First of all, you haven't even told me a single halacha in Karbanos yet. This is mamash the second pasuk in Vayikra. You haven't told me a single halacha, which Karban, what's an oil, what's a chatos. Should be taught in Hilchas Gezeilah. And furthermore, why are we saying it in such a funny way? Why are we saying it in such a strange way? Say, don't bring from Gezer. Right? Adam. Why do you say Adam? Because Adam goes to Adam Rishon. Just like Adam Rishon didn't from Gezer. Why? Because he couldn't steal, it was all his. So what then? You bring from, you're not allowed to bring a korban from Gezer. Say, you can't bring from Gezer. What's the answer? According to what I've said now, the answer is a longish answer. Why? Because Gezel and Korban is not some tnai, not some as din. Let's say by Lulav. I mustn't bring a Lulav, right? And the Velakachtim Lochem, Chazal Anat, Lohitis Nagozla. I mustn't steal the Lulav to use it for Kimitz. So that's one of the problems in the Korban, is a din to shake Lulav. And then there's a din that you mustn't shake Lulav from a stolen Lulav. By Korban, it's not some a prat. It's not some a prat. It's not a din in Korbanos that you have to bring a korban, but you mustn't bring a korban from theft. Mafitam, it's not stomach problem. That is the whole law of korban. If somebody brings a korban up by stealing, he steals an animal to bring up as a korban. So what has he done? He's gone against the whole essence of bringing up korbanos. If I steal a lulav to be Mekayim Mitzvah's lulav, have I gone against the whole union of lulav? No. I'm a chavan, all the kavanas of the Ra'ari in Hilchas Lulav, in Lulav. But I stole it, so you're not Yotzi a mitzvah because he stole it. Can't say that the Issa of stealing a Lulav tears up the whole mitzvah of the Lulav. But Korban, stealing to bring up a Korban, that's uprooted the whole very essence of Korbanos. And that's why it's the first halacha.
Why?
What did we say yesterday? What's the whole idiom of bringing up a korban? What did we say yesterday? What was the whole idiom of Mizbeach? What happened by the Mizbeach? Oh, Ritzoneinu Lasis Ritzoneinu. What did Ritzolik say? What did we bring from Ritzolik yesterday? Why is Kesef called Kisufin? Because a person's whole Cheshek is what? Kesef, money, is his whole Cheshek, which is against the Ratzon of Hashem. In other words, why do you have to give money to the Beis HaMikdash? To show that the biggest Ratzon of a person is usually money, But when we're giving away our money, that shows that we have a ratzon that's even higher than the ratzon of money. And what's that? To do ratzon Hashem. And that's the whole din of Mizbeach. That's why we said yesterday about the Bikurim, and it's all the whole share yesterday. Why the about the Mizbeach is ratzonin and asas senachon. If I don't bring money from my, if I don't want to spend my money and bring up a korban instead, I steal a korban. What does that show? Where's my ratzon? I can steal somebody else's money. So then it shows that my ratzon is money. If it shows that my ratzon is money, I'm using my ratzon that's money to steal, and with that I'm showing Hashem that my ratzon is to do ratzon Hashem. That doesn't make any sense. Bringing a korban is to teach me that I only have one ratzon, that's ratzon Hashem. But to steal a korban, to steal money to bring a korban, to steal a korban shows that my ratzon is of her money. That goes against the very essence of bringing up a korban. Who's the example of somebody who only had one ratzon to do ratzon Hashem? Who was he? Adam HaRishon. Oh, the Rishon was the one, like we read in Sephardah, that his whole ratzon was only to do, he only had one ratzon to do ratzon Hashem. The pshat is that everybody else might have had a fight on the soil. No, the Rishon before he did the chet, he didn't know anything. The Mashal said they didn't sin, but they still had a certain pagam. They died. The Gemara says in Shabbos there, when they died, Me'itzav Shal Nochash. They died from the poison of the Nochash. They didn't actually sin, but they had the other Rishon didn't know what Ra was. He didn't know what any other ratzon was. So Meida, therefore, that's why the Pasuk says, at the beginning of Korbanos, I'm teaching you now Sefer Vayikra. Sefer Vayikra teaching you Mizbeach, teaching you Korbanos, is teaching you Ritzineinu, Lassus, Ritzineinacha. So you've got to be very careful in Hilchos Gzeila, because Hilchos Gzeila, taking somebody else's Nechosim, taking somebody else's possession, not your own possession, is that showing you Ratzin for some, that's showing that your Ratzin's money, that's showing you don't want to give your own money. That's showing you don't want to give your own money. So then you're showing that your ratzon is not ratzon Hashem, and maybe that uproots the whole din of korban. You have to think, when you bring up a korban, we have to think about Adam HaRishon. Says Rashi, Ma Adam HaRishon lehikru min hagez and sharia kolay yishaloy. The oimik, the depth is, the Adam HaRishon didn't know what gezel is all about. Because gezel, stealing somebody else's money, shows you've got a taiva, shows you've got a cheshik, you've got a kitsufin for kesa, for money. Adam HaRishon didn't know what that was all about. When we bring up a korban, that's going to be our focus. Hashem, we've only got one ratzon to do your ratzon. We don't know any other ratzon. Kesef is the other balance, the bad ratzon. We have to show that we have none of that ratzon, only the ratzon to do ratzon Hashem. And therefore, that's why it's a lom d'shadin. Is the din of gezel by korbanos is not some t'nai in the korban and it mustn't be bought up, stolen. It uproots the whole klal of korban.
Is it gezel or is it the other
one? No, it's the other one. So Meila, therefore, if the whole korban is a martiv and asar etzoini, we've got to show. And showing that we like money is the opposite of a martiv and asar etzoini. Meila, therefore, that was the darg of Adam Rishon and Pnei Achet. Therefore, we know that all the obas Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, who came to be mesakin the chet, we see in the psukim that they had a tremendous mios for money. We see a non-interest mechlal in money. Avraham Avinu. Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, I've given you so much wealth. What does Avraham Avinu say? Ma yeshli. What do I have from this? In other words, he shows he's more than money. Avraham Avinu, after he was victorious over the Malachim, says that they came and they showered him with lots of money. What did Avraham Avinu say? I'm not even going to take a shoelace. In michut batzrechanal, v'm ekach mikol ha-shaloch. Money you want to give me? Avraham Avinu gives Maisa. Pasuk says there by Avraham. Yitzalei Maisa Mikola. Avraham Avinu gave Maisa. Giving Maisa shows Avraham Avinu saying, I don't want money. What are you giving me money for? What hurt Avraham Avinu so much when he went in Parshas Lech Lecha? He went into Eretz Yisrael. And then the Pasuk says, Vayatik Mishamahara, Mibeskil, Vayetaholoi. And then he went to Ai. Says Rashi, what did he see? He saw the Ochon stole from the spoils in the battle of Ai. And therefore it says, why was this shown to Avraham Avinu? And it says, Vayisfal Shamalem. Avraham Avinu comes in, he sees that his children are going to steal spoil, they're going to steal the booty, they're going to steal the enemy's money, they've got a cheshik for money. That goes against the very being of Avraham Avinu. And Meira, therefore, And he finds the same thing by Yaakov Avinu. Now Yaakov Avinu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'chol asher titen li aser asrenu l'cho. I'm going to give you my son. What happened when Eliphaz came to Yaakov Avinu and says, I'm killing you? What did Rabbi Yaakov say? Take all my money. Yaakov Avinu says, Ki b'makli avarti sayad. I just had my stuff, I had my money, I didn't have anything else. In other words, the Ovis HaKadoshim are models in money. Like, why? Because they want to show that the whole rotzen, that they've been stuck in the chet of Adam. And the tikkun chet of Adam is to bring Adam back to a level where he only has one rotzen, and that's Ritzoneinu L'Asis Ritzonecha. And the other big rotzen that counterbalances the rotzen Hashem is that the rotzen for money. It's therefore the Ovis HaKadoshim show a tremendous mios for money. Vayida Yaakov Nedalema, Miela Kimi Modi, Yoshmirani, Venosani Lechem Lechel, Beggar Lilboy, Shavron Yaakov doesn't ask for riches. Lechem Lechel, Beggar Lilboy, that's all he wants, he doesn't have anything. And then I'll give Maisa from everything. So in other words, it shows that Zelo Mazen. Therefore, why was Yaakov Avinu punished? When did the Nachash come back to Yaakov Avinu and have a shlita over Yaakov Avinu when he went back over the river for the little Pachinka? Tanin went over for the little pachin, even though Rabbi Yaakov Avinu had the most unbelievable kavanas and that and everything, but nevertheless it showed that he feels something for money. If he feels something for money and for earthly pleasures, the Kliyakas, Mamaram is on this trip. That the Kliyakas said that the Aver of Yaakov Avinu was that he showed he had a slight taiva for money. And made it therefore, that was the Nakuda of Adam Rishonscha, that was the Nakuda of Adam Rishonscha. Because he had other Ritzoinus, the whole Chet and the Nachash was Kim other Ritzoinus. The Sephora says before the Chet, the whole Ratzon is to do Ratzon Hashem. And the greatest Ratzon. Until he sinned.
No,
so
when he sinned, he wanted to do Ratzon Hashem.
Top, see, the Nachash fooled him, right? In other words, he can be in a position where he thinks he has another Ratzon, right? Yeah, that's right, that's how you phrase it. But he didn't, but before the Chet, all he had was Lassus Ritzoin Koinom. He felt, he didn't know any other Ratzon. Now at least he fools himself that he has other Ratzonis. That's from the Nachash. Is the Nachash, which is Esav, had no shlita over the Abbas, calls man, the Abbas was showing a meals for Kesef, for Kisufin, for Ratzonis, for other Ratzonis. Who? Yeah. Because when you realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates us, is that leads us to the greatest bittul. Like we say, Ba'atam Achayas Kulam Otz V'ashmayim L'chom Mishlachim. When we realize that Hashem creates us as a Machayas every second, that automatically causes the greatest bittul. You say every morning in davening, V'ani Yishtachaveh V'echra Evrecha L'fnei Hashem Osi. What's Osi mean? He made me. So now whenever you realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the same thing. Alayhu Abichat Konecho. It's like Lashon Konecho. Why? Sorry, what do you want to say?
It's probably Konomos.
That's Neder. By Shvod. That's the same word. Anyways, so the Meida, that's the whole tikkun that the Ovis were doing, and that's why that shlita, the Nochash of the shlita of the Yaakov, when he shows somewhat a difference. Which chelik of Torah is most set at this din of doing Ratzoyim? Now, which chelik of the Torah do we find the most? That we have to keep the mitzvah only because it's Ratzon Hashem and no other reason at all. We have, you know, the Torah is divided into various types. There's Mishpatim, there's Chukim, etc. Which one do we see the most Ratzon Hashem in? Chukim, excellent. Why?
We don't understand.
If we don't understand the Tam, the only reason why I must be doing it is Ratzon Hashem. That's why we say, Las is Chukim Ratzoy, Lashkichim Torah Secho, Laviram, Mei. Chukei Ratzonecha, Choyk and Ratzon is one Indian. Because Choyk is the only reason why we do it. The only reason why we do a Choyk is because it's Ratzon Hashem. And therefore that's why the Torah says, Zoyz Chukacha Torah. And the Mefarshim ask, you shouldn't say Zoyz Chukacha Torah. Not all the Torah is Chukim. You should say Zoyz Chukacha Torah. Why does it say Zoyz Chukacha Torah? The answer is that. Excellent. Every mitzvah we should be Mekayim as a Chok. And the Solomon Gosh will say Beferish in various places, sorry?
It's just that, like, why it's bad to give reasons for anything.
No. In other words, we discussed this once, that there's a chilek between Mishasi making the bracha to do the mitzvah and Mishasi actually doing the mitzvah. When you actually do the mitzvah, you're supposed to feel a tainu in the av. But when you're making the bracha, the av, the tainu,
then you need reason.
Yeah, but no, without reasons, one doesn't know what's flying in the mitzvah. It's very difficult to awaken love for a mitzvah, you don't know what it's doing.
But
a chayr, when you make no bracha, when you're preparing yourself, that's cool. I'm doing the mitzvah because it's Ratzon Hashem. B'shas, And that's why I'm about to do the mitzvah now. Rav Shas, the mitzvah is medayit kulei arva. But I told him, that's why the Mefarshim say, Balatanya says this by Zoyz Chukas HaTorah, that every mitzvah, every chayk is behemis, every chayk, every mitzvah is behemis, is behemis a chayk. Behemis is behemis, it's even deeper, because every mitzvah in truth is a chayk. Sukkah, we know a reason why we say sukkah, to remember the Anan HaKavod, right? So, but why is the sukkah after this amount of amas, and why can you use this for schach and this not for schach? Every mitzvah, we understand the reason for the underlying reason of the mitzvah. But we don't understand, we understand tefillin, why? Because it's against your leg, taiva. Why does it square? Why does it have to be black? Why does it have to be this? Why does it have to be the... If somebody didn't prot him in every single mitzvah, that every mitzvah in the ma'aseh is a chuk. The shpitz, the pinnacle of these chukim is an echanami, the chuk of paraduma. But the chuk of paraduma, is really just to teach us that the whole Torah, the kol ha-Torah kula, it's all the chuk. Amen. That's why Be'emes, that it says so beferish, that every single mitzvah, even a mitzvah that one understands, that b'shas you do the mitzvah, we do the mitzvah to give nachas ruach to Hashem. So therefore we find that even before Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we discussed this by Arichas last week, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a few mitzvahs. The Pasuk says, Shom Som Loi Chayk O Mishpat V'Shom Nisov. Right, which three mitzvahs did we get then? Shabbos, Paraduma and Dinim. Oh, yeah. Rashi brings Dinim, three mitzvahs. Paraduma, Rashi brings on that pasuk of Sham Samlay Mishpat, Chayka Mishpat, Vasham Yisau, right? In pasuk Chotei. So Rashi brings that. These are the three mitzvahs: Paraduma, Shabbos, and Dinim. Why do I have these three mitzvahs? Teretz is because these three mitzvahs are a real preparation for Kabbalah Satira. Why? Because the pasuk says Chayk and Mishpat. This is where the Chayk and Mishpat came together. In other words, this is where every mitzvah. This is where the chibur of doing every mitzvah for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though it's a mishpat, even though we understand the mitzvah and we want to do the mitzvah, we're still only doing it because Hashem wants us to do it. That's the chibur. Hari Paraduma is the biggest chayk. Zayis Chukas HaTorah. That's Paraduma. Parshas Chukas. Shabbos, we said, is Kulei Ratzon Hashem. Dinim is Din. We discussed that yesterday, that B'tchila Olav HaMachshava, it's Kulei Din. Kulei Ratzon. B'tchila Olav HaMachshava, a person is supposed to want to have Dinim, because Dinim is the Ratzon Hashem. We discussed yesterday, that's why the Sanhedrin have to be next to the Mizbeach. Because the Mizbeach is the Ratzon L'Ritzoinoi, the Nachas Ruach Shemarati B'tzoini, and that's Dinim. Shabbos is Ritzei, it's Kulei Ratzon Hashem. Horaduma, again, it's Kulei Chok, it's Kulei Ratzon Hashem. These are the three given to them in Mor. It says in Parshas Vayim Shalach, in Perik Tezvah, Pasuk Chof Hei.
They were
specifically given as a Hachana for Kabbalah Satorah. Because we have to realize that the Ikka of the Torah is Lasus Ritzoyim Yisborach. And these three mitzvahs are showing it more. Shabbos is Ritzay, and Paradum is Choyk, which is Kulei Ratzon, and Dinim is the Dinim, Mitzchilav HaMachshav. And Meira, therefore, that's why these three mitzvahs were the greatest hachana for Kabbalah Satorah. We have to realize that Kol HaTorah Kula is Kula to do Ratzon Hashem. If that's the case, then we can start understanding what's going on in this week's parasha of Mishpat. We said already that the whole Mishkan was the Inyan of Ratzon. Parshas Yisroi was the parasha of Kabbalah Satorah. We said that even the Kabbalah Satorah, all the mitzvahs that were given, were also to do Ratzon Hashem. Is what's the bridge between Parshas Yisroi and Parshas Truma, which is the Mishkan, Parshas Mishpatim. Parshas Mishpatim is the parsha that takes the Ratzon of the Mishkan and attaches it to the laws of the Torah. The Torah and the Mishkan become one. The Mishkan is Kulei Ratzon. And the Torah also has to be kept as if it's Kulei Ratzon, Lasis Ratzon Yisbach. Parshas Mishpatim is the parsha of Ratzon, that's Yoinik, from the Mishkan, and saps, gives a unique from the Mishkan to the Torah, and makes the Torah and the Mishkan all one Inyan. And that's the Inyan of Ratzon Hashem. That's what Parshas Mishpatim is, the parasha of Ratzon. Parshas Mishpatim is the parasha of Ratzon. It's before Truma, it's after Yisroi, because it's the bridge. It's the parasha of Ratzon. What bridges together the Mishkan with Torah? Ratzon. That everything we're doing is Ratzon. In the Mishkan,
bridge
between Yisroel
to Torah and
Mishkan and Truman.
Yeah,
Right, next week's parasha is Truma. Mishkan, we said it was Kulei Ratzon. The Torah, everything we keep also has to be Kulei Ratzon. Even the mitzvahs that make the most sense. Nevertheless, the reason why we're doing the mitzvah is to do Ratzon Yisborach. In the main, if that's the case, whenever we begin with Ratzon Hashem, there's one Avera that we rule out. Which Avera did we rule out? The first Avera that we ruled out in Parshas Vayikra, when you're talking about doing Ratzon Hashem, bring up Korbanos, what was the first mitzvah Avera that we ruled out? Gzeil. What's the first Avera that we're ruling out over here in Parshas Mishpatim? Kisik Nevedibi, why was he sold? Rashi. Rashi, he sold for Gzeil. And the Eved, what's an Eved? What's an Eved? The Eved is somebody who only does one thing. He does what he wants or what his master wants? What his master wants. So Pshat is the Eved, an Eved, who's called an Eved Hashem? Somebody who's got Ratzon Hashem in his mind. And Eved is somebody whose whole Metzias is doing Ratzon of the master. He can't do what he wants. His whole Metzias is doing Ratzon of his master, whatever his master tells him to do. His whole Metzias is doing Ratzon. He hasn't got his own Metzias B'chlal. And we made it therefore the parasha of Mishpatim, the parasha that's going to teach us Ratzon, the parasha that's going to teach us that everything in the Torah and every movement that a Jew makes is Kulei to do Ratzon Hashem, that parasha has to begin with Avdus. And which type of Eved? Why is he sold as an Eved? Because he stole. If he stole, it shows that he doesn't know what Ratzon. He's only got his own Ratzon in mind. He's only got his own Ratzon, that's why he stole. And therefore we're going to teach you to do somebody else's Ratzon. We're going to teach you that your Metzias is doing somebody else's Ratzon. What do we do to this Ganav to teach him that his whole Metzias is going to become doing somebody else's Ratzon? What do we do with him? We sell him. We make him into an Eved. When we make him into an Eved, then he realizes that he's a Mevatel his own Ratzon, and then realizes that there's somebody, a higher authority is the Ikar Ratzon. So when he steals and he shows that he has his own Ratzonus, he has his own Kesav, he has his own Kisufin, he has his own Taiba, like Rav Tzadik said yesterday, is then we sell him as an Eved to teach him that he has to mevatel himself to a superior Ratzon. And the real message over here is to mevatel himself to the superior Ratzon, which is Ratzon Hashem. So you do have the 6 years that an Eved serves, which is in this week's parasha, the 6 years of the Eved service connected. The 6 days of creation. Medrash Rambam says it's the Farish. And then the 6 days of creation. And he goes on in the seventh year, because the seventh year is Shabbos. What's Shabbos? Ritzei bim nechoseinu. Ritzei. In other words, when it comes to Shabbos, then he's now finally come to a stage, he's been disciplined, that from now on he doesn't have his own Ratzon. His whole Ratzon is to do his superior, to do the Ratzon of the superior authority. But we don't want the superior authority to be a human being. The superior authority is who? Hashem. We are avodim of Hashem. Right? Why do we make a hole in his ear if he wants to stay on? Because we heard in Aseres Hadibros that he could leave in Israel avodim. Our Ratzon is supposed to be not doing the Ratzon of a human being, but doing the Ratzon of Hashem. So this whole first mitzvah, the mitzvah of Avdus, is the mitzvah of bittul our Ratzon to Ratzon Hashem. Because Shabbos, 6 days is the days Sheshet Yom Tasa Melacha. 6 days is the days where we're out doing business. When we're out doing business means we've got two Ratzonis. One Ratzon is the Kesef, which is Kisufin Ratzon, and the other is Ratzon Hashem. But Shabbos is Kulei Ratzei Vim Nechoseinu. Shabbos we discussed yesterday is Kulei Ratzei. Shabbos is Kulei Ratzon Hashem. So therefore, Shabbos, all our Ratzonis have an aliyah. All our Shabbos is Nisbarer, that Ratzonenu, we only really have one Ratzon, and that's to do the Ratzon of Hashem. The Ratzon of Hashem, that's right. There we have an Asoin. There we have an Asoin. There we have an Asoin. What is our Ratzon? In other words, sometimes we think that our Ratzon is, sometimes we give up all our Ruchnis for staying 2 hours longer in the office and missing Marev for our Taiga, for our Ratzon, for money. But on Shabbos, it's in this barah that no, the inside Ratzon is really to do the Ratzon Hashem.
Expected by the seventh year.
That's right. Expected is really, that's right. Who? That was after 6 years, the Torah realizes that even, in other words, we're not talking about now money or Ratzon Hashem. We're talking about hasn't been taught to him about his Ratzon for superior Ratzon. Yeah. So Mela, once he's been doing that, so therefore we say that when it comes to the seventh year already, then he's going up into Shabbos. Then he's going up, and we know that number seven is corresponds to the Asid Lovai, Ke'ilu, corresponds to the Bechin of Shabbos, the Tikkun, or the Marishan, but Tikkun, when there is only one Ratzon left. So we can understand that if Parashat Mishpatim is the Parashat of Ratzon, is the first person we're ruling out as the Ganav. whose ritzon is for money, and we're making him into an eved. You've got to break his ritzonus for money. You've got to break his ritzonus. When we're broken his ritzonus, then we can take him out. Then we can take him out in the seventh year. We're taking him out and putting him into Shabbos, the seventh day. And on Shabbos, the seventh day, he'll really appreciate the emistic ritzonus, which is to do ritzon Hashem. That's all in this week's parasha. Machru beginibul said the first possible. He's taking the eved every year. Yeah? Says it? Found it? Oh, it's a long Rashi. Rashi says, Efshe not, Efshe yet, Talmud Loma, Nimekam Ibn Ebuzi. With that, we can understand most of the Mishpatim. Why is it called Mishpatim? Why is this parasha called Mishpatim? Because it's being Zbarer in this parasha that not only when you're dealing with Chukim, even when you're dealing with Mishpatim, still it's parasha of Rotzoy. So in this week's parasha, we're teaching you that the Mishpatim also Chukim, the Mishpatim also Rotzoy. And that's the whole tachlis. The whole tachlis is that every area, to teach us that every area of the Torah is kulei ratzon Hashem. Is there a dafkitz called parshas mishpatim? To teach you that all the mishpatim are also only to do ratzon Hashem. When I go, my ox goes, your ox, I'm paying you $100. Why? That's ratzon Hashem. If Reuben breaks Shimon's nose, he's going to pay Shimon. Why? Because that's ratzon Hashem. Even the halachas, they make so much sense that a person would bichlal be oblivious to thinking about Ratzon Hashem bichlal. You damaged, you injured him, you've got to pay him. No, Parshas Mishpatim teaches the Parsha of Ratzon. It's the Parsha of Ratzon, and everything I'm doing is Ratzon Hashem. The Tafka called Mishpatim, the Tafka begins with Abdus, the Tafka begins with stealing, and then it goes on to the pinnacle, which is what? Which is Sholish Regolim, which is the Gimel Regolim. The Gimel Regolim are showing that we're giving everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gimel Regolim is also Abdus. In the parasha of Kisikna Eved Ivri, the parasha of Regolim coming up to the Beis HaMikdash is showing that we're abundant to Hashem. Didn't we discuss this once already? The Ibn Ezra, this week's parasha. He says when you're coming up to the Beis HaMikdash, like coming up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, showing that we are abundant to Hashem. Are you allowed to come empty handed? No, you've got to bring Karbonus with you. Why? Because Karbonus teach us that what? Our Ratzon is to do Ratzon Hashem. We're a good Avodim. Our Ratzon is to do Ratzon Hashem. And Mele, therefore, says, V'lo Yiroh Panay Reikon. This week's Parsha. V'lo Yiroh Panay Reikon. You're not allowed to come up empty handed. What we asked yesterday, what's the main regal? What's the main yontif that's discussed in this week's Parsha? Pesach. It's Chada Matzah Tishmur. It's called Chada Matzah. Why Pesach? Because in this parasha it's Nizgala, and even if we've got a million other Ratzonis, what's our real Ratzon? What's our real Ratzon? Ratzon Hashem. Ratzoneinu la'asos Ratzonecha. Which Yom Tov symbolizes this? Morris is a brachas that we designed. That Ratzoneinu la'asos Ratzonecha. Hashem, we want to do your Ratzon. Abel Sa'or Shebe'isa. Sa'or Shebe'isa is disturbing us. The Sa'or Shebe'isa. The Chometz is the Bechina of the Sa'or Shebe'isa. In other words, Sa'or Shebe'isa means the dough. The dough, the yeast, I mean, that makes it rise. The yeast that makes it rise, says the Gemara, it's called this, it's all you do at the Kavanah. Eating matzah is the Kavanah, and eating matzah is that all you have is the basic ingredients, which means all we have is matzah, the basic ingredients, which means that we don't have any of our own ratzonis. Sa'or is the leaven, the yeast that makes it rise. So the Gemara. Who? No, Siyim, sorry. So maybe that's the inyan of Sa'or Shabisa. The Sa'or Shabisa is the Yetzahara. Let me read you out the Gemara in Brachas there, David Zayin Amadalim. Rabbi Alexander, you know the end of the first parak of Brachas, that's where you get a Lekai Netzor, the showing you all the Lekai, Achalei Netzarti, the whole last daf is all the Kavanas, all the Tfilas that you say after Shemines. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Alexander, Bosn de Matzli, Rabbi Alexander, after Yidavim, Omer Achi, said the following, Rabbi Nalom, Golei Yedua. Shiritzinenu last is Ritzinacha. We only have one Rotz and has to do your Rotz. Or me Ma'akev, who's Ma'akev? Sa'or Shabi'isa. Pirish Rashi. Yitzahara Shabi'lavimenu Hamach Mitzainu makes us Chomus. Which means that in the Yitzahara makes us have other Rotzainus. But that's all the Yitzahara. But LPMS, we only have one Rotz and that's to do the Rotz of Hashem. And therefore, Omega, Chaga Matzah teaches us. Chaga Matzah, so when we eat Matzah, we don't let it become Chomus. We see from this Gemara, the Pshat is that we're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu that from now on we're only going to have One Ratzon, Ratzoneinu La'asas Ratzonecha. We're not going to let the Yetzer Hara, the Sa'or Shabisa, we're not going to let the yeast get in and make us rise, which means we're not going to allow any other Ratzonus to get in. That's the Bechina of Chag HaMatzah Tishma. That's the mitzvah of eating Matzah. Says all the Kavanos of Matzah, is that it's only flour and water. You're not allowed to add on anything new. You're not allowed to add in made peiros or anything like that. Halacha, why? Because it's got to be the most basic ingredients. Why? Because there's only one Ratzon. To do Ratzon Hashem. As soon as you add on something more, that's Yetzer Hara. As soon as it rises, that's Yetzer Hara. So Meida, the Chag HaMatzos teaches us the more than any other time this idea of Ratzoneinu La'asas Ratzonecha. And Meida, Dafka by Chag HaMatzos, it says V'lo Yiroh Panai Reikom. Because Dafka by Chag HaMatzos, we're teaching us the halacha that we have to come to the Beis Hamikdash to show our Kadosh Baruch Hu that we are the Avodim and our Ratzon is only to do Ratzon Hashem. And then we have to bring Korbonos, because Korbonos is on Marati V'Nasa Ratzoneinu. By the way, you know that when they used to bring offerings, they used to bring matzahs as well. Toida, they used to bring matzahs as well to show that the whole idea of Ritzaneinu, Lassus, Ritzaneinach, the whole idea of Korbanus is all one big inyan of Ritzaneinu, Lassus, Ritzaneinach. And therefore, the Chacham and the Haggadah, what is he saying? Chacham ahu oime, mo, ho eidos, achukim, vahamish, pot. In other words, he says that what? So many different parts of Torah. What are we answering? Afikoyma. In other words, Afat Emelak Hilchas HaPesach, Eim Aftinach HaPesach. What is Hilchas HaPesach? The Korban Pesach. Why? He's asking, he wants to know what avoided does he have to have in Eidos, what avoided does he have to have in Chukim, what avoided does he have to have in Mishpatim, I read all different Chalokim of Torah.
In Russia.
Who? Russia is some, we'll come to the Russia. So let's finish the Tzadik. Okay, that is the. That's true to the Rosh Hashanah. We'll see if we have time. But what is the Chacham asking? Eidos, Chukim, and Mishpatim. In other words, he wants to know what's the underlying, what's the common denominator between Eidos, Mishpatim, Chukim. You know what the answer is? Ratzon Hashem. Ba'avat Emelik Hilchas Pesach. Teaching the laws of Hilchas Pesach. Because if Eim Aftinach Pesach Afikoyim. In other words, teaching the halachas of the Korban Pesach. Teaching the Pshat is that it's all one Indian. It's all the Indian of Korban. That in the whether it's Eidos, whether it's Chukim, and whether it's Mishpatim, it's all one Indian. That's Ratzon Hashem. Just like Klal Yisrael in Parshas B'Shalach, the pasuk says, Shom Som Lo Mishchoik U'Mishpat V'Sham Nisol. And there we got Paraduma and Shabbos and Dinin, which is all in Yonim of Ratzon. We tell the Chacham that ever many different types of halachas they are in the Torah, it's all one underlying element, and that is Ratzon Hashem. Chacha, the Rasha is fakir. The Rasha says, Mo'a Voida Zois Lachem. He said, I don't accept that there's an underlying element in Torah. Mo'a Voida Zois. Zois is pointing his finger at something in particular. What is this? What is this? He only looks at everything on the external part of the mitzvah. But the Chacham looks at everything from the internal part of the mitzvah. Who? He's mocking that Voida. Mo'a Voida Zois Lachem. The Eka Avoid is Korbanos, the Eka Avoid is the Evet, is the Ratzon Hashem. He's mocking at that. Fakir, he says Mo' Avoid, because Mo' is Avoid of Bittl, it's Avoid of doing everything to do Ratzon Hashem. He's mocking the whole thing. So, anyways, that's the Indian of Chag HaMatzos. Therefore, the Torah says so much in Torah. The Torah, Dafke in Parshas Mishpatim, brings the laws of the Regalim. We asked yesterday that why do we bring the laws of the Regalim in Parshas Mishpatim that deals with my ox goring your ox? The Torah is Faket. The whole reason why it's called Parshas Mishpatim and teaching us the logical halachas is to teach you that however logical it is, you've got to do it. We've got to mekayim all the mitzvahs to do Ratzon of Hashem. That's why dafka all the logical kabbonas are put away, because this is the parasha of Ratzon. This is the parasha of Ratzon. And made if this is the parasha of Ratzon, we have to bring the parasha of the regalim as well. Why is the regal called? Why are the regalim called regal? Why is it called shalosh pa'omim? Why does it say Shalosh Regalim? As we said yesterday, because Regalim means what's Regal? What's Regal got to do with it? The Teretz says, where your legs take you, that's where you want to go. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Perikof Yotes, in Ches, Chashavti Drachai, I thought I was going somewhere, but Oshiva Raglai Elai Desecha, my legs took me somewhere else. Which means that where does a person know where Be'emet he wants to go? Where his feet take him. David HaMelech was on that Madrega, he was such an Eved, as Semach David Avdecha. Dovid HaMelech was such an Eved. Eved means that he only has one Ratzon. That's to do the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dovid HaMelech was such an Eved Hashem that where did his legs take him to? He thought he was going to who knows where. Shafti Drachai. I thought I was going here. Vashiva Raglai. My feet take me. Elei Desecha to the Beis HaMedrash. Every time he thinks he's going somewhere, whoops, his legs take him there. He finds himself there. A leg takes a person. If you want to know where he is, that's where his legs take him. In other words, not everybody's on that Madrega. But people on the Madrega, the legs, they just leave it up to the legs. The legs are like, they just take it where they have to be. They just take them where they have to be. Shiva Raglai, like this stuff. That's why the Pshadis that Klal Yisrael coming up to the Beis HaMikdash were called to be Oile Regel. Why are they being called Oile Regel? Because Maisa, where does every member of Klal Yisrael want to be? In the Beis HaMikdash, in Yerushalayim. Every member of Klal Yisrael, just like Don HaMelech was taken always to the Beis HaMikdash, is every Yid wants to be the Regel. Every Yid's legs take him. That's why it's called Oile Regel. His regal, his reglayim take him up. Oile regal, his reglayim take him up. They take him up. In other words, the reglayim show that he only wants elevated madrigas. He only wants to be taken up. And maybe therefore that's why also Bilam, we asked yesterday that Bilam's donkey opened its mouth and it says, Lomazek Sani Shalash Rugolim, why are you hitting me these three times? Why are you hitting me these three times? Rashi says there in Bolak. Why are you trying to uproot a nation that celebrates Gimel Regalim? What was he trying to tell him? The Pshat is that Bilam we know was a big money grabber. Pasuk says at the beginning of Balak that Bilam says, I'm not going. He said to Balak, he sent the messengers back, I'm not going, go home. Balak sends even more messages with even more money. And he said, you know what Rashi said, the cheshbon was that he wanted even more money, And he paid him, and he the whole time is paying him. Bilam was one of these people, one of these money grabbers, only had mitzvahs. Bilam thought that he can penetrate Klal Yisrael and take away Klal Yisrael from really doing Ratzon Hashem and make Klal Yisrael. We know that whenever there's Ratzon, okay, I can't go into it now, but whenever there's Ratzon, there's also Bracha. Shabbos is the day of Ratzon, and therefore Shabbos is the day of Al Kein Berach Hashem, it's Yom HaShabbos, right? Shabbos is the time of bracha, but the time of Ratzon. We'll remind you, we'll discuss that next week, why Dafka Bracha and Ratzon go together. So Bilam tried to curse Klal Yisrael, which means he tried to take them away from the Makorah Bracha. He tried to take them away from Bracha. He tried to penetrate them that they should have other Ratzonis. Later he made them so, right? He caused them to do Znus. He wants to make them have other Ratzonis. So his donkey opens its mouth and says to Bilam, you idiot. Klal Yisrael have got legs. You haven't got legs. What did the donkey do to Bilam? Crushed Bilam's legs against the wall, right? In other words, he said to Bilam, you haven't got legs. Klal Yisrael have legs. Klal Yisrael are Oile Regel. Klal Yisrael have a Ratzon, whether they like it or not, their Ratzon is only to do Ratzon Hashem. Horaya, they're Oile Regel. So you're trying to curse them? That's why the Pasuk says that they squashed Bilam's leg. The donkey squashed Bilam's leg. Because Bilam doesn't have Ratzon as far as Hashem. So but Klal Yisrael do it. So therefore, Lomazei Kisani Sholish Regalim. How could, says Rashi, that how can you try to uproot the Gimel Regalim? Klal Yisrael, when they go up on the Regalim, they're showing that there was Shiva Raglai Elei Nesachal. They're showing that their real Ratzon is where their legs take them to. That's why it's all in Parshas Mishpatim. Because this is the Parsha of Ratzon. Just to finish off, that's why this week's Parsha, we have the Sugya of Nasev Nishma. What's the difference between Nishma and Nasev and Nasev Nishma? Nishma, if you say, I first want to hear. Do you mind doing this for me? Let me hear what it is. And then I'll tell you whether I want to do it or not. If you say Nasev first, it means, makes no difference. Why? Because like, why am I doing it anyways? Because even though it's not my Ratzon, well, I only have one Ratzon, so do your Ratzon. So if Klal Yisrael is here, Hashem wants us to do the Torah. He wants to give us the Torah, the laws that we should do. Show him. Let's have the Torah. Because that the Torah is Ratzon Hashem. He even made him anyways one thing, even before we know what it is. So Nasev and Ishma isn't in Parshat Yisroel. Nasev and Ishma is written in Parshat Mishpatim. Because Parshat Mishpatim is the Parshat that takes Klal Yisrael to the Madrega of Nasev and Ishma, where we don't have to hear anything first. We're going to do it. We're living in Olam HaNishma, in Olam HaNaseh. We're doing it anyways because it's Ratzon Hashem. And it doesn't make a difference what the mitzvah is. It could be a chal, it could be a mishpat, it could be eidus, it could be anything. It's Ratzon Hashem. And we're made a level, that's why we want to do it. That's Parshat Mishpatim, the Parshat of Ratzon, the Parshat of Nasev and Ishma. What's Mechashefa Loisachaya doing in this week's parsha? The very same thing. The Medrash says it's a Medrash in Medrash Eicha Perek Lamed Gimel. Right, Medrash Rabban Eicha is one of the most widely learned Medrashim because in Tisha B'Av There's not much you can learn. So there's all shiurim all over the place on Medrash Rabbah, on Eicha. That's the most popular sefer to learn on Tisha B'av. So Medrash says in Eicha Rabbah Lamed Gimel, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Mesivin Oymen, Bizman Shisrael Oyser Ritzayin Shal Mokam, Kali Yisrael Du Ritzayin Shal Mokam, Moisifin Koyach B'Gvur Shal Ma'ala. So Medrash, Lashon HaMedrash. Or Bizman She'ein Yisrael Oyser Ritzayin Shal Mokam, Kali Yisrael Don't Do Rotzen Hashem, Matishim Koyach Shal Ma'ala. Chas V'Shalom. We weaken the Koyach of Hashem. Shneema Tekzib Tzur Yilat Choteshi. So, which means that we do Rotzen Hashem, we Kaviyoch Hashem says, you add in a Gvur to me. What's kishuv? What's witchcraft? Omar says the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Samuel Zion on the base. Omar Be'echnun, Loma Nikra Shema Kshafim. Why is it called Kshafim? Because Kshafim comes from the word Lahakhish. Lahakhish means to weaken. Shemakhishim Hamalei Shemal. When we do Rotzen Hashem, is Meisifin Koyach B'Gvur Shemal. When you do kishuv, you makhishim Koyach Hamalei Shemal. So you see that kishuv is the opposite of Rotzen Hashem. When we do Rotzen Hashem, that's Meisifin Koyach. When you do kishuv, that's makhishim Koyach. So this week's parasha is who? Of Mala, of Kaviyachal, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Mamela, therefore, in this parasha, which is the parasha of Ratzon, this is the parasha of Oysen Ritzoyin and Shulmokin. This is the parasha of doing Ratzon Hashem. The parasha of doing Ratzon Hashem is Moisif Koyach, the Pamali Shulmal, it's Moisif Koyach to Kaviyachal to Shemayim. And therefore we've got to take away all those things that cause Makhishin Koyach, and one of those is the Makhshofen. Therefore, in this week's parasha, the parasha of Ratzon Hashem, of Sifin Koyach Shel Ma'ala, we take away all the things that cause Makhishin Koyach Shel Ma'ala. And maybe that's why the pasuk of Makhshef Lissachai appears in this week's parasha. Because this is the parasha taka of Sifin Koyach Shel Ma'ala, because this is the parasha of Ratzon, and this man Shisrael Oysen Ritzoyne Shel Mokam, Sifin Koyach the Gvur Shel Ma'ala, where do we see the unbelievable Gvur of Hashem? At the end of the parasha. The end of the parasha. Right, what does it say at the end of the parasha? Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, said the Pasuk. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Umari Kvoid Hashem Ke'esh Echeles Beroi Shahar Le'enei B'nei Yisrael. That they saw the Mari Kaviyochel of Kvoid Hashem, which was like a consuming fire. What's fire? Gevura. They saw the Gevura of Hashem. Why did they see the Gevura of Hashem over here? Because this is the parasha of Ratzon. And when Bizman Shisrael Oyser Ritzoyin Shel Mokam, Moisifin Koyach, the Gvura Shel Ma'ala. So in Parshas Mishpatim, which is the Parsha of Ratzoyin, it is with Moisifin Koyach, the Gvura Shel Ma'ala. Therefore, Mari, the end of the Parsha, it's a Mari Kvoy Nashem, Ke'esh Acheles, the Rosh Ha'am, Be'ini Kod Yisrael. We saw the Koyach of Ma'ala, we saw the Koyach, Kaviyach of Shemayim, the Koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, over here. So that's why this is a gesher between this week's parasha and next week's parasha. Next week's parasha, the Mishkan is the parasha kulei Ratzon Hashem. This week's parasha had to make a bridge between Yisrael and Mishpatim, between Yisrael and Truma, to take all the Ratzon that there is in the Mishkan and give it a unique to the Torah. So Yisrael is Torah, and Truma is Mishkan. Mishpatim is the Ratzon that's mechaber the Torah with the Mishkan, to show us that even every single mitzvah of the Torah is kol kulei Ratzon Hashem. That's how Parshas Mishpatim, which is the parasha of Ratzon, is mekasher the Ratzon of the Mishkan to the Ratzon of the Torah. So I think that's how I think we've answered all the questions. If we haven't, please let me know. Okay.